Yo, that's the word. When you say you're sorry, they're like, nah,
you hear me? You hear me, yeah? My good, yeah? Calm still. Episode what? 68?
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
HD, can you get off your phone, please?
Come on. I was just sending a business email, bro.
Who have we got in the studio today? Who's in the studio today, man?
We got Harold.
Jeez.
No order.
Main character syndrome, man.
No order.
So, Money H, what are you saying?
Go ahead.
I'm cool still.
What's your, yeah,
I said Money H. Yourself.
Oh, shit. You know I get confused sometimes.
You had money? He said, yeah. Me.
Huh? Yeah, my nigga.
That was the most awkward. I went to zoom in on that.
You man even boys, man.
Yeah.
But you man say this whole thing, she's zooming on that. She put this picture in.
And you never did.
Yeah, man.
And you're the main culprit.
Can we go through an episode without you suggesting Eddie add?
This is giving it. Oh, I got sick of that. You're going to put a picture on
that. Never do it.
The cheek of you lot to come on here on this podcast and draw me.
No, I'm not drawing yet.
I can't lie.
Let me get onto you in the comments.
It's the editor, because if we say, put this picture in,
and it gets there,
whilst we're live, why do we need to write it in notes?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Like,
no, because the editor is on his phone right now. He doesn't give a fuck about what we are doing. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, and I'm writing about you in the comments. They say we should flog the editor.
That's what they said.
But luckily, last week about you though.
Now let's put the comments of them saying that. Yeah, and make sure you put that.
Yeah, no. Honestly, if you have a notepad, you can have notepad and pen. You write what we say.
Yeah, that's it. Some notes, bro.
We're doing that, and I make sure we can make this effective, because the people are not happy. See, I'm just one of the people.
We're trying to improve the pod this year. Yeah,
tell me. Come on.
Is the whole boy side in the shot? Yeah. She said,
cool. Hey, well, it's not central though.
Oh, please.
I am proud to say that. You are proud to say that it's never central.
Hey, for the first couple of episodes, we've been getting onto the stuff here.
Because I'm tired. London podcast. You collect them. Anyways.
Hey, you know.
Because I like it.
When Charlie said, when Charlie asked Kate if he's coming, it's no Charlie's about to leave us, and I hear it.
Oh, bro.
Charlie, I even support you. I support you. I'm crying.
We'll see when the ship is sinking. You have to ask yourself, loyalty or common sense? And then you stay on the ship or you jump on the next ship coming. Oh boy.
What's the next ship?
Boy, ask yourself, find out. Next
can you invite me though?
And I love you. Come on, money hitch. You need your money. Come.
What? Say
that. I don't want to go to jail, sir.
Hey, guys, hey, I just want to, with the audience, hey, we need to make a poll here. With the audience support, homeboys, if it was just me.
If it's just you.
Everyone left.
I think so.
I think you always get
what? As in you plus guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
So you have to change to whole boy.
Whole boy.
One of one.
Yeah. I think for your consistency alone, I think like that.
They will support you.
Bro, better than fancy you.
But then it could also be because I don't have a life.
Huh? The hell? Why would you say that by yourself?
I'm just saying.
God forbid.
That's so stupid. So what about our editor here that every week? Sam, do you have life?
He's getting paid though.
Oh, he
is.
He's getting paid.
He said, what do you classify live?
Now, who else you got? You
want to
introduce yourself?
No.
What's
it?
Mayawa, man. Mayawa, you know how it goes, man.
Shout out. Manager H.
Yeah, I'm a scout for a while.
Manager H.
Yeah. You had to release that.
I'm actually fasting now.
That's good, man. I love that.
Started it on Monday.
What a fast.
Good, man. Sick.
Why are you fasting though?
I'm getting fat, bro. I'll be real, bro. I'm getting fat, bro. And my birthday is coming. I need to look at it.
What are you drinking water?
Wait, you're 13th
of June still.
I'm 20th of May. My birthday is a Saturday.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Yeah, but it's my turn. Birthday party. My turn still. Yeah.
But my birthday is Saturday.
You man, do a joint thing.
What? You know what's funny?
But you man, ducking.
Hey. I'll say let's go in together. I start walking. I will see this guy.
You see me? You see me? But yeah, man. 13th of June. Send me money, man.
Crying.
I'm gonna put my account detail.
You can't do the 30 for 30. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do 29 for 29, bro.
Bando baby.
So yeah, man. Closer to the date, I'm gonna put my account details. Feel free, even PayPal actually.
Yeah.
Send me money, man.
Nah, let's see how much you get, bro.
Yeah, man.
I did it once, and I almost got.
I think three racks.
Nah, over that, bro.
Come on, money fucking hitch, bro.
Sit down. Where did you put this?
I almost got fired.
He put this in his work group, bro. Devil.
Mm-hmm. Nah, put it everywhere. The story, family, friends, story.
You got over 3K?
My 30th, yeah.
Why not, man?
So your party paid for itself then, isn't it?
If you're a good person.
Yeah, but you know the party as well, people got bowls. I didn't even have to spend a penny on drinks.
Bro, so spend, like, what?
Oh, bro, let me tell you this, yeah. We paid for a deposit, right? I think the bar spend was like 10. Before I woke up, the guy sent me my money back. Man. That's how you know he got money and more.
Man.
Yeah, and you know when you invite the right people.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know,
yeah,
you know what they're about to do on that table. Even if they're not drinking it, you see it. So
you gotta invite the right people, you know.
Yeah.
Do you invite the right people?
Pardon?
I'm own thing, you know.
Nah, next one, you got to invite us, man.
Yeah, next one.
That's crazy. That man, apart from him, of course, they wasn't there.
He said the man.
You went in it? Of course.
Of course, yeah. We didn't hear about it till after. Yeah.
We saw pictures, bro. We saw pictures.
And what? Oh, we didn't hear on the day.
It was a surprise, so you can't blame me.
We don't blame you.
You might not want to let this thing
go.
But David knew, though.
He has to defend his birthday. That's what he's like.
But David knew, though, innit?
It was a surprise.
I told you, I wasn't involved. I couldn't even take no credit. It wasn't even me.
No, but you knew about the party, don't
it? Yeah, I knew, but it wasn't in my hands. I wasn't sorting out nothing. So who am I to say who's coming?
Charlie,
would you like to introduce yourself, though, mate?
Got your boy Draco in the building.
That's a very nice hat. Could you tell us what it says?
These guys.
No.
To be honest, zoom in it. Zoom in. You see?
You know, and your demands before you spoke about this.
Jeez.
How you feeling? Good. How you feeling, mate?
I'm all right.
A bit mellow today. What's going on?
It's not every day you can be happy over the moon, you know? You take it as it comes, man. But I'm all right, though. I'm good still.
I understand. Oh, it's me now.
It's your turn, mate.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Today, the way I'm feeling, just call me Charlie.
How we got?
Just Charlie.
Charles?
Leave a Charles.
Energy levels are low.
C, yeah, just call me C.
C. Yeah. Forget the MC.
Just forget everything. Just the C. Just the humble, mellow, humble super C. Guy. C.
We got C in the building.
CH.
You use you down. Don't push that nonsense. Come on, go to your job. It's a
scene. You're going to turn the nonsense into jail and he's doing that. Dupes.
Come on.
Hey, we just had a beat and then someone actually pronounced your name. How they wanted to pronounce your name.
Yeah, Dubs.
Okay then.
You know what? Hey, you know what?
That meeting.
You know what? There was some criminals in that meeting.
There was a criminal in that meeting.
I've never seen this guy come on video in my entire life.
Shut up. You know what, man? I know what, in the meeting, yeah. Camera off.
Yo.
And then someone new comes in the meeting. Camera on.
I'm going to say, what? Can we introduce ourselves, please? Rubbish.
Well, I was just trying to make sure I knew you was in the meeting.
Man.
These days, crazy things are happening, man. You need to know you're having meetings. With
crazy.
So, yeah, man. Safety.
You flying through mental health quickly?
Let's be flying.
Nah, can we actually fly through it?
Alright, cool. I'm on a 7. Calm, steady.
Yeah, dude.
7.
Why is it 7?
Yeah, so I like that for you. I love that for you. Any reason why?
I'm here, man. I'm good. I'm all right. Like, nothing to really complain about. Nothing to really celebrate as much, but yeah, just calm, man. Steady.
Steady, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Keep on being steady.
Thank you.
It's good.
Man, would you be?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm laughing. I think I'll get like a 2.5.
That's up from last week, though.
Oh my gosh.
That's up from last week.
You know, you said two and a half.
You have to pay attention to these things,
bro. You said two and a half.
You have to pay attention to my friends.
But he said if it drops, I didn't know you called the jigs.
Yeah, bro, I have to check, fam. So it's been a small improvement.
I've just been hopeful.
Cool. Say no more.
Should be one.
Say no more.
Tough times never last, bro.
Honestly. Boy, but this one is lasting long, though.
Only tough people last.
I hope, I guess I will see how tough I really am. You know, as I said, I'm a one. Can't be that tough if I'm a one, you know. But yeah.
Character building, man, is a process, man.
My character don't build already. I don't need anymore, but fair enough. Thank you. I'll take it on board. Thank you. Yeah, moving on swiftly. Yeah, sorry.
Say I'm on like a 5. Just, in the middle, man.
Any particular reason as to why you're in the middle? That you can speak on?
Nah, it's just like working on a few things, man. Just seeing how things go. get me. You don't always have the good moments, but yeah, man, I'm still alive and well, so keep on going.
Start to celebrate.
Is it really though?
It is.
Sometimes you can be so low, even that comment.
Can be so low, but
it's like, what if you're alive, fair enough, but if you're alive to witness the low, is that a good thing?
Yes.
Why?
Better than not being alive.
If you're gone,
you wouldn't witness any lowness.
But there's people around you that would feel it.
Are you meant to talk about death and that?
Huh? No, I'm just saying, you're talking about like, obviously.
Not death, just disappearing.
Yeah, you know, like, just being alive is something to celebrate, isn't it? As much as people go through shit, being alive is something to celebrate, isn't it?
I hear you, man, but
you're still trying to hear that shit.
No, you won't be the one to hear it well once you're going through something, innit?
I hear it, though. No, I do hear it, but I'm just saying that I feel like this is just something nice and positive that people say. But sometimes, though, yeah, obviously, I'm not saying me, innit, but I'm just saying sometimes, innit, like sometimes, yeah, like really and truly, if you just dust it,
you're just running from your problems, though.
No, that's not running. It's like the problem. The problems have ducked you down bed. You've been running. There's nowhere else to go. You might as well just dust yourself, innit? You know what I mean? Well, fair enough. You hear me? Money H, what's up?
I'm a six.
A six?
Yeah, I'm okay, man.
Why are you a six, mate?
Nothing, man.
Don't be modest, bro. I think you're definitely
a
seven.
No, I'm actually a six. I'm a six.
So why?
But I think it'll switch, though. Like, my birthday's coming up, so I think by Friday I'll be buzzing.
Again, why is it start hitting?
What day is your birthday? What day is Marco's birthday?
Same day.
Yeah. What day is
birthday?
All twins.
Yeah.
God damn.
Quavo, isn't it? It's your guy. But yeah.
Say Quavo, that's your guy.
I mean, what? Who? Nah, Quavo? Because
he's got that.
Quavo, you know, I hear it still. HD.
Five.
Wow.
this is a low pod.
You guys, I can't lie. My man asked me to just put peas together. Let's just buy cocaine, man.
Let's go to the fucking vendor.
To sell or to use, bruv?
Which one's going to get us happier quicker?
I think to sell will make me happy.
It depends on if he's wearing the dress or not.
We try it first. We get high and then we sell.
You never get high off your own supply.
Yeah, that's what's going to be your supply. I'll get high. Sorry.
No, but yeah, my life's a mess. Whoa.
Yeah, you know, that one can't stay in. Sorry.
Yeah, man. Yeah, could be better. Yeah, man. Shit. A lot of things upside down right now, man.
Upside.
You know what? I think, down. People say money is the root of all problems. Do they?
Evil. The money. Yeah, evil.
So what do they say about money?
More money, more problems.
More money, more problems, yeah.
I think more money, less problems.
Speaking of money, yeah. Sorry to cut you off, but did you, man, obviously, like, Alfred was on here a couple weeks ago, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see what he posted on Instagram? I thought I'd follow him, bro.
Why? Huh?
You didn't follow him?
I followed him, bro.
Did you?
A man said, if you have 270,000 readily available, message me.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What? You know, I saw that. I said, what? I said, me, man. Nah, me and you, we can't be following each other. If you have 270,000 readily available.
There's two types of niggas in this world, yeah. A nigga that will see that, yeah,
and be like,
and be oppressed,
yeah,
and unfollow.
Yeah, yeah.
A nigga that will see that and be motivated, and say, even if I don't have now, one day I will have.
I'll message you to be like,
do you feel like that pod... kind of change your mindset a little bit.
What, that pod?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but I took something from it. You know what? No. Only reason why I'm saying that is because, like, I'm like, in the grand scheme of things, I've always known that, well, there's something that separates people that actually make shit happen, mm-hmm. and everyone else that just talks about it. You know what I mean? So him coming on didn't really change much, other than I can actually see someone firsthand who's, I believe, is the same age. Yeah, it's the same age. Who was actually,
Done
shit, and he has his own story. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's like, hey, like, bro, great. You know, I'm on my journey. There's things that I can learn from and that change. It's just clear that what we could all change, or what some of us have changed. He just clearly probably done a lot sooner.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why he's there now. But we can all do it.
Yeah.
If you actually can do it, but obviously the longer you leave it,
the harder.
Harder it gets. That's what they say. Like you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I mean, it's you can teach it new tricks, but it's fucking hard the older it gets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. But hey, big up him, boy. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to put in your group chat or like story, anyone who's got 270,000
man, am I actually going to reply?
I'm will actually probably say that.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, no, bro,
I ain't got 270, but 250 is there. I mean, bro, at least have that. That's something to look forward to. Instead, you're asking my bruv, you ask man, bruv, fight. Two bills.
People will see and the man, K will be invisible.
Man, they will air that, yeah? Two bills for a business idea that's foolproof. To go on, they will air that. Ask man for five bills. Let's go and get table. And let's go. I'm in. Bro, you're finished. Community is finished.
It's strutter. Bro, even I see people kind of complaining about how much they have to spend to eat healthy, right?
Mm.
But they'll go to brunch that will cost them like £80 on the Saturday.
No, but how? Eating healthy is expensive.
No, it is expensive.
It's not.
It can be.
It's not. It depends. Are you talking about eating healthy to go gym? That the gym eating healthy thing?
Yeah, it can be
obviously like
cheaper, bro.
How?
Really, bro? Nah.
But it's not expensive.
Unless you're eating the same stuff every day, it's expensive.
Where?
It is.
Okay, so how much is a Big Mac meal?
I don't know.
You know, man.
You know, though.
No, you said you know, because he said you know. I said, I don't know.
All right, let's say even now, getting KFC.
Yeah, a bucket.
Probably because you're a tenner by the time you order and do this and do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite expensive. That's very expensive.
Yeah, but that's not healthy.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
Yeah, but if you a healthy meal, like, let's say, what are you going to get?
Cool, so I bought...
chicken breast?
I bought chicken fries every day.
How much is that? A fiber?
I bought...
And that
and
fact,
they will last
two salmon fillets.
No, it's not.
Two salmon fillets is £4
for £9.
Yeah, but it will last you though.
Two salmon fillets. Two salmon fillets like this size will last you. That's one meal, bro.
That's how you have to be practical. You can't go if
yeah, it's not everyday salmon.
If you want to eat healthy,
that's my point. So you're eating the basic stuff. That's what I'm saying.
But it's healthy, bro.
There's chicken though.
That's my point. So like I just said, you have to eat the same kind of thing.
Tuna is very proteinous and it's
yeah, but you have to eat the same kind of things to eat healthy on a budget.
Sorry, are you Cinderella? You can't put the same thing in your mouth every day.
Like, because, bruv, you don't want to eat the same thing every day.
I can't lie,
bruv.
How many times do you eat McDonald's in a week, bruv?
Man, I'm too funny, you know?
I'm not saying you, but bruv, people eat McDonald's.
Yeah, but they'll eat a whole menu of McDonald's, bro.
We're done.
They'll eat a whole menu. What I'm saying is, like there's different price ranges when it comes to healthy eating, isn't it? And obviously, you're saying tuna and what? Macaron and that.
Yeah, that's cheap. Mm-hmm.
That's cheap, but obviously, you're not going to want to eat that every single day. You might want salmon one day. You might want chicken pies one day.
But same way, it's cheaper than buying junk, bro.
Every day, yes. But no, who buys junk every day? But man will go and buy £1 meals, bro.
Meal, £2 meal.
That's junk.
£2 meal where?
In the supermarket.
£2 meal.
£2
meal.
Go and buy ready meals, bro. People will go and
chicken and chips
that,
is not £2 anymore. Bro.
Yeah, it was.
It's not £2 anymore.
No, I'm talking about like, you see all them stupid ready meals and stuff that man eat, yeah?
Niggas are not eating that.
Yeah.
Who's not eating that?
Ready meals that from what? Fucking Iceland.
See the man that can't cook for themselves. What do you think they're eating?
I don't know. But
how many men do you know that can't cook, bro?
Microwave food, yeah.
A lot, but.
But them are eating
but those men are not eating that. They're wasting more money on delivery.
Yeah, 100%.
But I'm saying, like, Iceland is for a certain demographic. That's the fucking Bianca them on the fucking EastEnders. You know what I mean? Silver coats and that. That's what them are eating.
You know what I mean?
Getting hoops on toast and that. That's what them. You know what I mean? That's what them are eating, bro.
Have you been actually like had beans on toast?
I think years ago,
I'm saying, have you?
I know you have.
It's low though.
That's so low.
Yeah, but when you was a kid,
when I was a kid, I probably tried it once. I said
once,
yeah,
never again.
So you are telling me that when you was a kid, yeah,
it's like for your thing.
Beans on toast is a mad thing.
It's poverty, bro. What the fuck?
100%. But I'm saying, as a kid, yeah, you didn't like when you was like.
You like it.
I haven't had it since I was a kid.
Ah, dudes, Baparo. Don't lie, dudes.
Even that, I haven't had it. You had it.
You had it. Have you had it in the last 3 years?
No.
Dudes, come on.
I've answered your question.
One drunken night.
You come on
before your son and be like,
you
can't finish it, dude.
You taking the fuck off?
If someone asks for one, he'll make you two. Then if you can't finish it, bring it.
No, you're telling me as a kid that you never made beans and toast?
No.
With a little cheese in that?
No.
What? I hear it still. What are you making like? I am a shaman.
No, I wish though. No.
I'm not saying what's no.
That's
though.
That's not even a good plan.
I wish I could make.
Do you know how hard it is to make?
But I mean, cuss. I didn't cuss. That's not a cuss.
Lie, bro.
Wait,
dingy wingy. Just lie, man. Lie, man. Just love it. Yo, fuck it up.
Oh, this guy. That's not a cuss.
I've got a dilemma today, actually. I want a dilemma.
Ah, cool. Let's fly through the topics.
So, bro, this thing is a joke.
Yo, it's different. So obviously, you're chatting to a girl. Mm-hmm. Finally comes the time to meet her. Mm. And yeah, you're taking her out. Mm. You know, high end place. You feel good.
Mistake.
No, she pulls up in a G-Wagon.
That's lovely. That's good.
Like dripped out,
yeah.
Got the rollie. Like, you're looking at her and going, rah. Yeah. She's obviously about it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And obviously, so you have your dinner, you have a great time. Mm-hmm. What do you do after that? Would you carry on chatting to her? Or would it be a thing where you look at what she brought to the table and go, rah? Like,
you've had a great time. We'll continue to.
Yeah, just keep chatting, bro.
Where you carry on?
Yeah,
100.
I actually saw a guy say he just stopped chatting to her.
Yeah, I saw that one time.
Yeah.
The money in it.
He's insecure.
Yeah, he's insecure. He's threatened.
Yeah, he was like, I just clocked. There's nothing I could give her, so I called it a day.
Of course there is. There's lots of things that you
like
can
what?
Give.
No, it's her. What did you give her?
Tell us.
I would tell you,
but...
No, tell us. I know.
Girls with money, a lot of girls with money probably just don't care about money. They just want love, bro.
Yeah, yeah, man.
And you can't buy love.
Before, though.
You can't buy love. Have you ever dated a girl with money? Yeah.
I can tell, man.
Like, money.
But that's how you get watch, man. Do you know?
They will have money.
Oh.
Nah, but...
I'm telling you.
But what I meant to say is, obviously, anyone who you associate me with, a woman has money in it.
Because you thought you cleaned up it.
No, this guy tried to backtrack and make sure his PR was intact. You know what? Is there any woman you're sitting with? Yeah, technically she has money.
Are you going to come there and say, take it out?
No, you're not taking nothing out, bro.
It's funny, you know. The funniest thing is anyone that's associated with me, they don't watch this show, bro.
Is it? Yeah. I will shock you. This one, you'll watch it, you don't watch it.
Nah, I spoke to one thing that had money before, and bro, she hid it from me very well, you know. It wasn't until when I stopped chatting, that's when I saw the money coming out. Because when I first started speaking to her, and obviously I'm seeing 1-2 pics on the gram, and I was thinking, see what I said. Started chatting. I think where I even picked her up was a bit. I think she said she was staying at family. Someone in her family was staying at their yard. Where I picked her up wasn't nothing mad. I was like, cool.
Wait. When you're talking money, you're talking like family money, like money.
They're just like them having. I don't know where this girl's bread is from. There's even another stitch. I can't even speak on this stitch. Obviously, I know my girl will never watch this pod, anyways. Mm. But you know what I'm on about, innit? There's even another thing. Yeah, that was a myth. It was a romantic story. I was taking a lot of stupid kind of conversations that I would never take. So I just had to dead that one.
Because she had money.
Bro, I can't even be teasing.
Sister, still.
Fair enough.
So yeah, man, that one.
How do you find that she got money?
So cool. Obviously, them times was just calm. Like obviously, linked her. Even the way she was talking, she was like, obviously we don't really know each other like that. So I wouldn't even advise us going to anywhere mad. I think she just said, we can just go TGI's in this area. Mm. Never heard a girl
That's how you mentioned she's got girls.
No girl said unless she has bread.
She has bread.
Like, you get me?
Bread.
Never heard anything like that in my life.
As if she has so much bread that the lower skill excites her.
Yeah.
It's all the upper
That's where I go for lunch.
Told me that one. I was thinking, cut, everything was going good, steady, cool. And then I think the next time, was meant to go out again, and then I think it was to go cinema, and everything was all calm and steady. Them times, I still hadn't really clocked too much. I think there's a possibility, but man, don't know. I don't really care anyways. Then when I was meant to go to cinema, I can't lie, I just wasn't in the mood. So I just said, you know what? Man's going through stuff right now. I don't really feel like going out. And I just thought, rah, let me even see what she says back to that. She just aired me. Did not respond. Nothing. Then a couple weeks later, I'm seeing business class trips. I'm seeing kettles, man. Like from country to country, but it's not like this. Then one off, come back to London, like bro, country to country. So she was testing you, bro.
She was like, life could have lived.
Yeah.
I give you a chance, you fucked it up.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Gives a toss, man. Fuck off, mate.
So what you saying? Everyone's here saying that they don't mind.
But obviously, there's.
Both ways, though. Is there too much money, though? Is there a figure that's like too much money?
Bro, I think I can see why people get intimidated by it. Mm. Like, if I went out and the girl pulled out in a G-Wagon, I would definitely go, oh, raw.
Like, why? So, so is it only fair for you to pull out in your G-Wagon? He said, no, there's only room for one G-Wagon.
I'll be taken aback for a second now, like, oh, right. And I'll compose myself to get through the day.
Would it change if your intentions were different? So would it change if you were just chatting to her, nothing serious, or would it change if, like you were talking to her and you actually wanted to have something serious with her?
But would you know if something is serious on the first, like, link?
No, but you could have your intentions.
Depending on how long you've been talking.
You're chatting before.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably, yeah, you could have them intentions.
You've been talking, you could have some intention to actually, nah, this girl, I didn't know. Well, you just knack, innit?
No, I mean, I talk and I see. Like,
you talk, you
but
see,
I'll
knack.
See them first before I know.
So how soon do you know?
Someone said first link.
It's not every girl that you chat
to. More time,
though. You get me? Some girls you might chat to and you know that, this girl's nice, I just want to chop. And then there's some girls you might feel, you know what, if things go a certain way, I might take her seriously. Yeah. You must come with that.
The latter, I've never, had that thought until, maybe... the third time I've seen him, innit?
Really?
I don't agree.
Yeah. Bro,
I feel like it's not something for you to disagree with.
No,
or agree
not
with.
What you said.
Oh, you don't agree with me?
No, what you said, yeah, the whole... No, so I think someone said, more time you know after the first link.
You no, you won't
but
know
you talking
exactly,
for a minute,
you,
though, before you go out.
About that. I'm not
you'll have a hunch.
Been talking. I'm talking about if you've linked someone for the first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After that link, you know whether you want to take them seriously.
Is that if you were talking before or just straight up?
Just straight.
Or now you... early.
But then who just...
links up with our chat.
Yeah, first link.
That's why people have. That's why people have stories to tell.
I don't know that one though.
You have to chat to them.
Which one?
Like you just link someone.
You just link someone first time round. Like just,
no, not me.
No cool, nothing. Just link them. How did you even link them?
Yeah. You can.
But
that's you guys to tell me your.
Yeah, how? As in what you meet them?
No, not meet first. Like the first time you talk is when you go out. I'm talking about like. Pretty soon after you grab the number, you're on some...
within 2-3 days.
Yeah, like you're like, oh, cool, where are you free?
How did you even grab the number, though?
No, so you might have moved to someone on a night out and then, within the next few conversations, you're like, oh, cool, so, when are you free? Like, I want to see you.
Oh, yeah, fair enough, yeah. I'm not speaking about those things because I think that's a bit too soon. I think when you've been talking to someone and then I link them, more time, my experience...
first link is not even like your first link, though.
Yeah, you've been...
That first link is like you've been...
Yeah.
Like, you know them kind of thing.
You know them a bit more than I just bought you a few nights ago. But
some man long at that talking thing for time though.
Yeah, I think it's all about
small talk,
your intention. Because I feel like if you fuck her today, you want to take out that two
you're trying
later.
To chop, innit?
You're trying to chop and I'm looking at the two man that vouch for that kind of meth. I think this guy that want to chop. You know what I mean? Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with chopping. I mean, just but there's something I want to chop.
Dude, he's looking at you.
No, we're real though.
I'm just confused.
No, but why are you confused though?
I'm confused, bro.
No, am I lying though?
Yeah.
No, I'm not lying. Certain man want to like chat and chop, and someone just chop.
Yeah, but
you think that to chop you need to take people up?
What? No, I'm saying you man's meth, because
you man's meth.
But like, you man just vouched for you, but on this camera, you man.
I didn't say anything about chopping. I said that you can. Potentially meet someone very soon after moving to them.
Most of the girls that you've taken out after moving to them,
mm-hmm.
Have you chopped most of them? You can't just say a straight face. You can't give a straight face,
dude. We have to zoom into your face. You are a criminal. You are a criminal.
You're an animal.
Listen, I looked into his eyes.
I
was looking.
Let me tell you what. The biscuits. No.
Let me tell you what answer like.
That's true. The biscuits.
It's the Yuka. Don't block off his Yuka. Most of the girls that you've taken out shortly after you bought them. More time. Have you not chopped them?
Bruv, I've been in a relationship my whole life, bro.
Shut up, man.
The niggas are good, man.
What I'm trying to say
I've been in a relationship since 2009, bro.
So every girl that you've seen between 2009 and you've been cheating with?
Huh?
Oh my God.
I'm asking you a question. Don't look at me because you're doing it on yourself. I'm just asking you.
Hey, technicals, man.
Nah, there's no technicals. Nah, this guy's too dumb.
Go on, say again.
Nah, that's staying, did you?
Nah, listen, yeah. Yeah. Paige, Cakey, and Tennessee.
I didn't watch that. Did you?
I watched the highlights.
Was it good?
What are you
saying? Bruv, it's fucking rubbish, bruv.
Sir.
Nah, it wasn't rubbish. From the highlights, it didn't look rubbish.
Oh, yeah, you fucking would like it, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Now, you know what? I'm actually not a fan of women fighting, you know? I don't really like it. I'll be real. I don't really like it still.
I watched it and Paige lost still.
Oh, is it?
Nah, I don't. From the anyways, I only watch highlights. I can't check. Reels.
Like, Paige won the first round. She smashed her face in, bro. But then in the last two, yeah. Mm.
Do you man feel like you could have a boxing match? Like,
probably like two rounds a match.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
When you, if you train, huh,
so, when you
yeah,
train,
you gotta train.
Even the train, bro. I can't like box.
Swinging your arms, sport,
you know.
Swinging your arms you for 3 minutes, man. Bro.
Bro, even just holding your arms
yeah,
up,
yeah. Yeah.
Just holding up so that you don't hit is a mad thing, bro. What? Nah, can't I have a lot of respect for them still.
Let's have a boxing match with fucking in my opinion.
Do you feel like you win?
I was gonna ask.
If there was a boxing match against another podcast, yeah.
We should raise money for charity. We should raise money for men's
what?
Mental health.
Oh, what us, man? Yeah. What podcast
do you
want?
What podcast do you
want? I don't want to do this, you know.
if you answer, this is ending up on I promise you that, bro.
I don't want to do it, you know.
Remember
thing. What podcast do you think is special?
Man, that would get smashed, you know. I said that.
Now, you know what, yeah?
Oh, if it just gives me straight boxes. Oh, a couple more.
I don't even know all the pods, but I'm sure if he's just shot me some random pods, bad guys are getting smoked. You know what I mean?
Shit.
That's what it is, but I'm sure.
Nice baby.
What else, man?
Yeah, but there's
four
of us, so you have to pick.
Yeah, four of us.
I have to pick three.
Yeah, I think they'll probably give us a good fight.
Who do you think will give you a good fight?
What? Out of who?
You said 90s, baby. You know the man them in 90s.
Yeah.
He's out of
I'm
who?
Coming, I don't know. I'm coming to all of you.
No.
Don't be looking at me like.
No. I'm asking.
To everyone.
You know what? I actually haven't seen none of them. No, Reels. But we saying, so I reckon potentially they could all give me a good fight.
Potentially.
I mean, I don't think that there's anyone there that I can say, oh, I'm going to smoke it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all going to be a good fight.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How are you, Howard?
Give me MMA, man, so I can do it. I can hit everything, bruv.
Saying, you think you would have everyone with MMA?
Bring it on, bruv.
So, buddy,
cool. Three shots. Do you think,
you know,
no pun intended.
If there's a start, you don't have to jump in.
if you had to raise money for charity and you had to pick someone from Three Shots to face, who are you picking?
I'm crying.
Probably Marv then.
Bro,
what do you mean by that though, bro?
It's a drawer
still.
Bro,
it's out there. You see him as the weak link.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
I just see it as I can survive.
You know what's fun?
That's a good answer, though.
That's a good answer.
That's a very good answer. I use that still.
He said, I ain't trying to win, I'm just trying to survive.
when I said with Taser, you don't all need to jump in and say.
No, you know what's funny? Because if Mars see that, yeah, he said, okay. Okay, no
let
problem.
Bring it on.
I know what said it to them, man, because I don't know.
Everyone has to answer. Said, you, Kof, three shots.
Three shots, which one?
So which one?
No, fuck it, I'm going to make it more interesting.
Now, everyone has to do a different point, man.
Filthy fellas.
Oh, that's an easy one, man.
I don't really know who.
Specs. Go on, Specs, innit?
So, yeah, listen.
Don't let him catch you saying that, or you're going to risk you in the next pod.
All right. What are you?
What?
Which other pod is there?
No Behaviour, bro.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
You say loons and that.
It'll have to be loons.
I think we'll beat you up, you know.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
I was joking.
On camera,
no,
disrespect me like that.
I'm joking.
I have to be, but Marks is too tall, bro. Bilos is too tall as well, bro.
Is Marks that tall? How tall is he?
I'm like 6 foot.
Marks is tall,
three or something. Something like that. Something stupid, bro. You're trying to fight them, man, with them long reach there, bro. I'm gonna be punching you from across the room.
Get techie still.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, man.
Oh, you haven't answered. Let's give you a pod. You said, in my opinion, you will smash up who?
Yeah, who?
What's it? What's it?
Like, he's too funny, you know.
Basically, all the people that we've named have been on our pod, innit? So
yeah.
I know.
Uzo's my guy, though.
Apart from
Filthy Fellas on that day.
Yeah, Filthy Fellas ain't been on our pod, but
No, but you see him, because he's actually been in Niger.
I think he could actually give
you a tough job, you know?
He looks like one of them guys that just wouldn't give up.
Yeah. And that's
what, like, you do all your special moves.
That's probably the worst kind of person.
Yeah,
unless you're on M&M, yeah. It's long, bro.
Still standing there. After the third round, I say, yo, let's change this to MMA, man. We're not doing the boxing thing no more.
Oh,
but that boxing thing's lucrative, though. Would you man actually do it? Like, if
it's long.
Bouncer came in and said, yo, I've got the bag here for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much? Let me pick who I'm fighting. I pick Dobbs. I pick Harold.
I pick
Nana.
When you don't fight after that, the fight would be, you have to retire. You would learn your lesson.
No, I'm joking. Well, no, if I could pick who...
Do you know what's peak, though, yeah? Is the body shots
there's boxing.
What is it? There's rules.
Me, yeah. You have to pay for my training, and I want 3 months training.
Bro.
Yeah,
rules. Then the body shots.
No. My body will be ready. 3 months. My body will be ready.
Body shots, man can take. It's the stamina.
It depends on the body shot.
Bro. Yeah, it definitely depends.
You might get hit on the liver, bro.
Garcia got bro. He literally got up and he said, "Nah, I'm done."
But we're not all the same weight here, though.
No.
You know what's so
you
mad?
You two the same way.
You know what's so mad? In college, yeah, there was, you know,
yeah.
Obviously, bleep is there. I don't know if you want me to talk about this, but yeah, back in college, yeah, them times he just started boxing, and if you know, man, you know he was very, very short compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
So cool. One time was in the changing rooms now. Yeah, we just started playing. Was play fight, and then obviously, I think he gave me a bang, and that's when he said, "You know what? We're taking this a bit more serious."
Yeah.
I said, "Cool." Man, I started rushing him, giving him bare body blows, bears, yeah? He gave me one to my stomach, yeah?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, like...
I said, bro, the way I had to turn that ticket to joke, like, wow, nah, he got me, bro. He got me.
You know what's fucked, though? Have you ever been in a situation, yeah, where you've gone into a scrap with someone, yeah? And in your mind, you're thinking, it's a fair scrap, innit? And then... unbeknownst to you, you find out this person is a boxer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But by that point, it's too late.
Too late, bro.
But there was one story of this youth, yeah? One guy. I remember his name, but obviously, me and the guy, obviously, there's no beef in it, but I'm sure he wouldn't want me to say his name in it. But obviously, the seven times in school, innit?
Mm.
So obviously, in my year, really and truly, just me and probably two other guys, strongest in the year, you know what I mean? I'm really and truly regulating it. Boom, cool. So one of the white boys there, obviously was a mostly white populated school, innit? So there was this guy, my good guy Steph. You know what I mean? I used to like batter him, whatever, boom, cool. Next year comes now, and this guy's not having the best. This guy's giving me lip, he's giving me back. I'm thinking, what got for you, bruv? You know what I mean? Like normally you would just take me hot in you, innit? But he's giving me bad verbal backs. I'm thinking, nah, a point came, I'm like, nah, I can't, like, obviously tensions build, everyone's there. Gassing it, then someone just said, I can't lie, you lot better scrap. And I'm shocked. Stephanie's like, yeah, come on then. I'm thinking, what are you? I'm thinking, I'm rattled in it, but obviously I'm deep in arm. The only change now that my man started boxing in it, but I'm thinking he's still the same size and weight in it, you know what I mean? Cool. So obviously, like this fight has been hyped up in it, you know what I mean? Like,
you can't back down.
To the point where it's people in the years above that know as well, innit? So one day, before school, everyone's come to like behind one of them shed, innit? Near the field. Everyone, bet more people than I thought was gonna come came in it. Like, I'm seeing olders, I'm seeing the whole year, but everyone's come now. It's me and Steph now, they're in it. Boom, cool. So I'm there thinking, yeah, I'm gonna rock my man's head off now, yeah? But this guy's, he's seeming confident. I'm thinking, well, I used to bully my man, you know what I mean? I just see my man give me the boxing stance, he's jumping. for the first time, yeah? Me, I'm a bit shook. I'm thinking, bro, this guy shouldn't be as confident. You know what I mean? Cool.
So I'm there thinking,
like, well, how am I gonna go about this? In it, obviously, I'm strong in it, but I'm just a strong, typical nigga, dirty fighter. You know what I mean? So I'm just there. I'm cool. Yeah, and then he's there. Everyone's there looking in. He's like, yeah, come on in. So I'm just there doing this, not knowing what I'm doing this for, innit? You know what I mean?
A jab is coming, bro.
As I'm just like assimilating how I'm gonna do it, yeah. I just get da da.
He tumbled. He thanks.
He went da da. Bro, I'm like, yeah. I mean, yeah. Bro, when I say it, my head is rattled, yeah? Bro, his man has rocked me. I'm thinking, bro, I never would have imagined this guy can touch me like that, you know? And I actually felt pain, innit? But there's too many people here for me to lose this fight. And a man's got ratings in the school, innit? So I think, nah, man has to figure out something quickly, innit? So I thought of it, yeah? I said, the fight. And after he's giving me power, he's still, the guy's hopping like a kangaroo. He's like, come on, then. So I'm thinking, what? But I said, mate, you have to think fast. I said, what? The way I charged at him like a bulldozer. I charged at him, yeah? I grabbed him, yeah? As I've grabbed him now, yeah? I've grabbed the back of his blazer. I've grabbed it, I've put it over his,
his head, yeah?
I put it over his head, yeah? And then, I fucked his strap, yeah? They have to come and stop it. I was like, you mad, man? I'm like, how are you going to come and thinking it's a fucking fair fight? And you're going, back off, man. Are you mad? Bro, if I didn't do that, yeah, we would have finished me. I had to put his blazer, he's like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was like, basketballs. I bumble clad his whole shit, you know? Oh, brother.
Funny.
Ever since that day, I said, obviously, it's fun back in school. If you were to... You're to get into beef now with another grown man, yeah? And you think it's a fight, a normal fight, and my man is a boxer, Muay Thai or something. Bro, your dance, bro.
Bro, I was going to ask you, man, have you man ever held a bang that you didn't know was coming?
Ah, bro, it's peak.
Bro, no, listen, yeah. Where was he? Was you there?
When?
In Shoreditch. I blame Marco, yeah?
No, I wasn't there, bro. You know, these men have had plenty of fights.
I blame Marco, yeah? That was in the past. Uh-huh. Yeah? Bruv, I was on my way home. Mm-hmm. You see, when something tells you to go home, like, this is not the motive for you.
Yeah.
Go home, yeah? So I was out. And then I think the motive was just dry. Like, you know when the motive was dry? I forced it. I'm like, let me go home, yeah? I'm driving home. My boys call me, yo! Come back now! I'm like, ah, cool. Pull my car on yellow line. I run back. I've seen there's a whole madness here. So I'm running thinking I'm Superman.
Yeah.
I had to flack at someone. I'm there scrapping. I turned. Bro, I got the bang of life, bro. Bro, I saw white, like. Bro, next thing I knew, yeah, bro, my girl's car, are you all right?
Oh my God.
Bro, police are holding me. I'm just like, oh my, bro, the next day, my whole inside of my mouth, finished.
Sir.
I said, you know, yeah, fighting is long, bro.
Nah, bro, but we need to pick your battles, bro.
Yeah, 100.
Like, especially, that's why, not that I condone it, I don't condone it in any way, shape or form, but I know that that's also the reason why a lot of men are rolling with things, because they're clocking.
Yeah.
Men are violating me, but I'm not equipped to actually fight them. Like, strength for strength, I can't fight, you know what I mean? But it's long getting flogged, you know what I mean? So I might as well roll with something, you know what I mean?
You can't even size anyone up now, because you try to size someone, someone will piece you up, someone will just...
Bro,
two jabs, yeah, you're...
Nah, 100%.
Bro, you thinking, what's going on?
Nah, man, because you see now, yeah, if you get into a fight now, and even if there's no weapons involved in it, to get into a fight at this age, let me tell you now, yeah, you know I'm fighting, yeah? I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah,
you know
life, life.
So, as in, it's not even a thing where, like, before, I think there was a point where you could probably, like, bang someone first, like an intermediate bang, you know what I mean? It's not too much, not too small, but I'm just showing you, keep on playing with me, and I'm going to step up. I'm banned from level 100 from the get-go, bro. I'm going to collapse you, get me? So the same way I'm doing that, I expect them to be doing that as well, you get it?
I saw something in the news, yeah? It weren't funny, yeah? Madeleine McCann, yeah?
I'm tired.
It's been 20 years. It was her 20th birthday.
All right.
The other day, innit?
Time flies, innit?
It's time for them to give it up, don't you think? Like,
If
the government... No.
This guy just said, time flies when you're having fun. You're taking the absolute fucking piss. And I wish they could see your face.
I'm not even trying to make a bounce of the situation here, but... Would you be looking for your child after 20 years?
Nah, yeah. I feel like it's a scam.
The scam is the jingles.
I would.
That is the biggest jingles. No,
how much money they've been putting
in. The government are giving you money, you're not going to stop. You care
but
about
it. In their heart of hearts, they know that either she's dead or she don't want to come back home.
I'm married, bro. She's putting married right
she's
now.
At home, yeah, they don't give a toss no more.
You don't think so?
But they know. They know. And this girl has died. God rest her soul. Or... If all this publication we have done for her, all this drawing, all this reciting of the story we've done for decades, and she hasn't come back, she's never coming back then.
Yeah, she's never coming back.
So why are you still doing this? You're wasting her. I mean, come on, man.
As a parent, though, you're going to be deluded, though. You're going to think it's coming, bro.
But I'll accept it still.
I can't, bro.
20 years, bro.
20 fucking years, bro.
Because you can't live like that, bro. If it's genuine, you can't genuinely live life thinking that your child is still at it 20 years later.
Yeah, man. Because even if she is, there's even a chance that she's happy where she is.
What are the chances here that the drawings that they're doing of her are totally wrong?
Yeah, even that.
She don't know nothing like the drawings.
But how can her parents not know what she looks
like? No, as in now that she's grown. You know what they're trying to do?
Oh, okay.
She might look like this.
It's so mad because that's actually a big possibility.
She might be fat, bro. She might look nothing like what she would look like before. I'm being serious.
No, it's a fair point. It just sounded funny. But I said, Madeline, OTD or rubber. So she can't even recognize herself. She's just waiting. I wish they would just draw me, but I don't know if it's me or not. Because I look like this and I don't look like that now.
But how old is she when she went missing?
Like,
does anyone know?
4.
She'll have a Scooby, man.
Yeah, she won't, man. That's deep, man. If she's alive, then bob. For like God shall allow her to find out. We're back.
Man.
And I mean, and if she's not, then poor fam, God rest her soul, man. But come on, man. The match is not fair, man. Even the parents that like, they keep on putting in, like, come on, man. But it's not nice, man. And as well, you don't know that there's bare kids going missing.
Yeah,
and they don't get nowhere near as much coverage as her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Bare kids going missing. And those kids that are even going missing. We're not even put in the kind of circumstance that Madeline's parents left her in.
They left her by herself, innit? In the hotel room.
That's looking dodgy, though. It's even dodgy.
What's dodgy?
The whole story is dodgy.
Where's her sister?
With her little brother and sister, no? They had 3 kids then, no? And they left all of them in the room.
Nice,
that's
man.
Okay, no, we need to do our research, mate. Jacob, you seen Ice Spice's mom?
Yeah, but Ice Spice is still the original, man.
How? If the mom is the one that made Ice Spice?
No, yeah, she made Ice Spice.
She has the
Ice Spice
is the
original.
The mom is
the mom has the package as well.
Atarodo Gongo. What the hell, bro?
You say you're not feeling it?
None of them, bro.
You're not feeling Ice Spice? You don't feel Ice Spice?
No.
Listen, that is
overrated, fam. You man rated too high.
If Ice Spice came, because
they look like siblings.
If Ice Spice came and stuck on you now, you wouldn't have it.
I'm telling you to chill, man.
Tell
it to chill, bro.
Said sis, please.
No, there is. I think for someone like HD, I can hear it. It's like there's only room for one light in the sitch, innit? No, real though, I do hear it. But if not, it's
main light
weird.
Syndrome.
I said, may light is
you on holiday, though. You're looking light skin, extra light skin right now.
When are you going? I know you're
going to Dubai very soon.
Of course.
Yeah.
I like
it. Are you going with?
Myself, as always.
Yeah.
You don't know no one out there that you're going to link up.
You know somebody?
I do still.
Who's your mommy?
My boy, isn't it?
No, who's your boy? I might know him as well.
Probably you might do still. He's from your line of work.
What fucking line of work?
Yeah, you know that one can't stay in. Sorry.
On a serious topic.
Mm-hmm.
Ja Morant. Who? You don't know who Ja Morant is?
Yeah, that's right.
Cool, yeah. Of course. So he got caught again.
What?
On Instagram Live.
Yeah. With a gun.
With a gun again.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with him.
But this time, he was his boy.
What do you mean? It wasn't his boy's fault.
No, I'm not saying it was his boy. It said it was his boy's Instagram this time. The last one, what was it? Who was it? Was it his Instagram?
He was at...
It was a strip club. He was at the strip club the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Someone leaked the CCTV.
Yeah, CCTV had a gun. He got suspended by the NBA?
Not really, you know. I think he got away with it. It's this one. He's been suspended now, though.
Why? Are you not allowed to play with guns?
You're an NBA player and...
Yeah, you can't be publicized.
He's like one of the franchise players of the NBA.
Yeah.
Right? But guns are legal, though.
Yeah, but how...
That's not a legal gun the way he was holding it.
But they've got kids, like... Obviously, athletes are seen differently.
Yeah, my friend, yeah, true.
So you got kids.
It was a sawn-off as well.
Swear!
Yeah, bro. Shorty, fam. It was a double barrel. So, yeah, you can't have them.
You're chatting shit, what?
I don't even
know.
But yeah, he's been suspended, man. I don't get it, though. Do you know what? I guess if you're
from... Is he on road or something or what?
I'm guessing if you're from that life, innit?
No, but the thing is, that's what people are saying. People are saying that he's fronting. He's not. He's from a good, like, he's from a calm home.
and he's making bread.
They're basically saying that it's like he's trying to fit in with people that...
That's his boys, from...
Yeah, but how did they become boys then?
From early, exactly.
From young, innit? But I guess...
If you come from a good home, you might not be around them kind of, like, maybe those are the type of man he's around.
That's that's like when you see, say for example, like it ends, bring back to England, yeah, and it ends, like, you know, when you got a guy from, he's patterned, like his house is nice, he don't struggle for money, for lunch and all
he's
that.
He's still chill with man.
He's still a man from ends, but you're forcing it because you don't live the same life that these
people. Yeah, Sancho, innit?
Essentially, you're trying to be cool.
Sancho, innit?
Does he live that life?
No, he's boys doing it.
Oh, I hear it. Fair enough.
But so obviously, the people around you now are seeing that you've now made your millions or whatever. They're just around you. But people are basically saying, is he hanging around the wrong people or is it him? Because, for example, if, say, for example, one of us, yeah, we all chill together on a day to day, and one of us like you, you're gone, gone clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then,
we're still doing that.
You doing rubbish like rolling with guns and that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just having it. We're on Instagram like, doing all of that. Like,
you're both just as bad as each other. The guy too, he's stupid because he should know better. Like, aren't you trying to protect your own career?
That video, the guy was recording and then he pulled out the gun and the guy tried to hide the video from him holding a gun, but it was too late.
Yeah.
So his boy was actually trying to help him out by moving the camera.
Yeah, so
his boy's face was even like, bro, why you pulled that out again? Do you know what I'm saying? But I'll always say, I don't know what makes where you're literally making millions, and I will never understand. I will never get it. Like, I will never understand.
Maybe he's tapped. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. It might just be that.
Need to deep it though. Just having money doesn't mean that you solve all your problems.
Yeah, it's like, true.
He might have his own problems, his own shit that he's dealing with because.
But money does solve that though. Money does solve that.
Not necessarily.
I don't agree with the whole money don't.
How old is he?
John Moran is probably 24. Yeah, he's young.
So just him having money, like him having all of that amount of money, I don't think that.
Bro, the amount, but you got to understand the amount of money. For example, he wasn't eligible for a Supermax contract here, so he didn't get the 240 something mil.
But he will be.
But he got 100 and something mil.
But what do you mean it solves all these problems? How?
So for example, you're saying stuff like, so I'm assuming you're talking about problems that, like ends like,
I'm not talking about. I'm saying like problems, like just down to just as an individual, as him but being him.
And you know,
whether
what,
it's mental, you, whether it's like friendships, whatever problem.
For example, everyone's saying, "Oh, get rid of your boys and stuff." But if you've grown up with people and you trust them, and you made money. Now you're not gonna
You can't make new friends. And
I'm not an advocate of keeping people around if they're not doing.
No, of course. I hear it, but. At his stage, obviously he's gonna have friends in the league, but imagine people that he's chilled with all his life.
They're not doing enough for you.
That's a very
if they're not doing enough for you, I'm not even talking about financially, because you can use LeBron as an example, LeBron had his brethren. His brethren were obviously all everyone's broke, whatever. But he's put them on and they're willing to come and do this. Yeah, I'll go and educate myself so I can be a lawyer.
At what age was LeBron when he started doing all of that?
He was young, bro.
He was 16, bro. 16, 17.
I mean, bro, it's easy for everyone to point the finger in it, but like, everyone needs to, man. Everyone's different, man.
It's not pointing the finger thing. I think it's just at what point do men in general just take accountability? Because we literally just put it out. One person that done it when he was like 16 or whatever, and then someone else who's 23. I don't think like that. It's like, bro, like you can have the benefit of the doubt like all day, every day. But who does that help? Because it's like, bro, the people that are doing it don't have two heads. Like, bro, unless he has a mental illness, which I don't think he has, it's bullshit, bro. Like you're saying, like, friends that you trust, but it's these same friends that landed you in this shit.
Essentially,
it's stupid.
It's
man.
About money, innit? At the end of the day, cool. We're all trying to get to the bag. Here, you're trying to get to the bag with your bridges, but you've now made a legit income, innit? And you can put your bridges on. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's not a thing where you have to leave your bridges in the dumps to go and make your money. You can bring them with you, doing legit things.
If they're on it.
If they're not on it, then you have to leave.
Yeah, man.
It's not a case of, let me chill with them and mess up my bag so I can chill with my brethren. My brethren's broke. He ain't got no money, bro. He's looking at me as a brethren around.
If I'm making M's tomorrow, I'll make M's tomorrow and man them around me I've known my whole life are on fuckeries.
You have to protect yourself.
I promise you now, bro, I'm ditching everyone. You cannot believe it. Anyone who's sensible and wants to apply sense and move forward, let's move forward. Everyone else that's on some bullshit,
Like I said, that's why I said I believe he's just got his own problems, whether that's mentally, whatever capacity, he's just got his own problems. Because, bro, like where he is right now, a lot of people may never get there. Even if you do get an M or you get two
you're not
M's,
getting to what
you're not getting to what he's getting. You're not getting the kind of fame that he's getting. Yeah. So it's very easy for people to just be like, ah, if I was there, I'll do this, I'll do that. But bro, sometimes that shit can do something to you.
But
that
I've
amount
ask
of fame.
You a question, you, yourself, your bridging, blows. He's gone clear. Yeah. You might be in road, whatever, blah, blah, If your bridging who is gone comes around you doing your nonsense, what are you telling them? Are you going to have them?
No, of course I wouldn't, but that's me, because obviously even for me, if that's my bridging, more time he's going to be even be helping me financially. Well, you can even put me in a position. So why would I even want to jeopardize that anyways?
So then you can't talk for the other people.
No, but I'm saying for him, in that case, they're both just, even you said the boy, like his boy tried to even hide it, but even why are you even letting him roll with a stick anyway? So is that they're both just, they're having their own issues for it. That's just the way I see it, because both of them are both dumb. Like, why are you
in the space of a year, bro? It's like, it weren't even that long ago that it happened.
It's just dumb, bro. But that's what I'm saying, like, for me, like, for him to do the exact same thing twice, I feel like, bruv, there's a bigger problem. It's either he's doing this on purpose, he wants a reaction out of something, he wants something, or there's a deeper problem. I don't see it any other way. Like, why? What would make you want to keep doing that? Like, there has to be a deeper problem. That's what I think, anyways.
Guess we'll never know.
Guess so.
He better sort himself out, because he's so good. Like, he's sick. He's so good.
Fake.
Boy. Hope he sorts that out, because that's a bit mad story. Young black boy. Getting rubbish, man. Another black man in problems. Jonathan Majors.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what is that? Is that pretty, come out now, yeah?
Apparently, he's dating Megan Good, so he's got some good.
You what?
Apparently.
I swear, yeah.
You what?
He's dating Megan Good.
Apparently, he's dating Megan Good.
A win is a win.
A win is a win.
Sir Danny Bagda.
Bro, I don't know if it's PR. I don't know what it is, but it's mad.
Wait, I'm back. So has he gone down for that thing though as well?
He ain't gone down, but like, basically.
Is he guilty for it though?
His team, his lawyer fucked it up, basically.
They released text messages
from him.
Which made it seem, which basically confirmed he did it.
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah.
But basically saying, what's
the girl was basically apologizing for basically messing up his career, innit? And like, she basically, the way she said it was like, I know you did it, but I wish I didn't say anything. Yeah, so I'll be surprised if he gets another job anytime soon. I'll be shocked. But Hollywood,
he got dropped from bare things. Yeah, I think the last thing left is Marvel.
Yeah, I heard Fink might replace him, John Boyega.
Please no, man.
Ah.
As much as we like Charlie.
He said we young black boys apart from
because you know what it is,
What?
As much as Jonathan Majors is actually a sick actor, but he moves like erratic, innit? And I believe him when he's playing
the villain role.
Like when he plays the villain, I believe
even
him.
Even thing, what's that?
Creed.
Creed. I was like, bro, this guy is on it. Like he's
Did you see him on the red carpet, bro? He was moving like he was in the film, bro.
Yeah.
He was itchy like, this guy's on crack or something, man. There's something wrong with him, where, but yeah, man. He's messing. He basically messed up.
That's
by messing with a white woman.
This guy is scary.
And now he's trying to raise in the pan, boy.
It's what tends to happen. That end. Dive in the deep end. There's sharks about. They come bite you, bro.
There's sharks about.
They bite you, bro. Yeah. Should have been diving there.
Do you think there's actually like a trend between like messing with white women and your career going down the pan?
100%. Let's not even try that.
Hey, look at Charlie's reaction.
Like, bro, like, come on, man. You see it.
You need to understand. Already they say, like, you know, women are dangerous already.
Mm.
Women, like, across the board, can be wicked. Mm. That goes white woman. My dear brother, you want to play risky games? You want to play stupid games? You get stupid prizes. I promise you. What? But you see how just women generally can just have a bad day and make you to be the bad guy. But it's fine because when you're both black, nobody really books you. You know? Nobody really books you. It's just black people having their black problems. Just, you know what I mean? That's not
good, but
it's safer. Unless there's a massive mad thing, they're just having their black problems. It's fine. That's why. When you go to a white woman.
Emotional abuse.
You go to Master's house and collect Master's daughter. And you play with Master's daughter. And she doesn't like your play. They're going to do kill me too, boy.
They'll find something for you.
And they'll find something for you.
You did something.
You think everything's done? They will show you the new, brand new version.
He was supposed to be the next up, yeah. I think.
Oh, life just collapsed.
Like his career.
Yeah, he was getting paid. Like,
bro, he was everywhere, bro.
He was everywhere.
Everyone that has seen him in a film with, they ain't said a word, bro.
Yeah.
But you know, if I didn't even flip it, yeah, like, cool. In this particular case that I'm going to mention, it's wrong regardless, isn't it? But do you think, yeah, the way Chris Brown has still been able to maintain something of his career, yeah, after the whole Rihanna thing, do you think he would have had anything to go off of it if she was white?
Yes.
You think so?
But only because Chris Brown.
No, Chris Brown wouldn't have been Chris Brown if he
had. I don't think it would be the same.
Because you know what,
that's a really good question.
Bro,
the only reason why I'm gonna stand in my point, is this, yeah. Chris Brown's career right now is nowhere near.
Yeah, of course.
Where it should be.
But it's still better than a lot of people.
He is, but you gotta remember that at the point that it happened, yeah. Obviously, it's wrong.
He
was bigger than Rihanna.
At the point,
what I mean, Chris Brown was the next Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was the closest thing you would have ever gotten to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
He was massive, bro.
Cool.
And where he was after that, he was finished, bro.
Of course.
He had to go and make...
Fair enough.
He had to go and play in that world for time, bro, before you could even cut, like, do you know what I'm saying? He had to mash serious work.
It's sad, yeah, but the way the world sees a bruised black woman and a bruised white woman
is so different.
But
white man's music.
But you gotta understand, I don't think
you said it to a white woman. They're not buying it. You can do all you want.
Hear what you man are saying, but I don't think.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
No fucking chance.
You wouldn't even release a song.
You man are not remembering that it's Rihanna. Bro.
No, but
what's
bro,
your point? What do you mean? Rihanna's even, Rihanna now. Back then, you even said that.
Rihanna is Rihanna now. As much as this sounds crazy, that situation contributed to her why she's Rihanna now.
I heard that. Of course, publicity.
That situation contributed to her being Rihanna. So what I'm saying to you is,
that, you know, even at the end of the day, the media control everything.
Mm-hmm.
They control the way we...
How we perceive it.
We're even seeing that situation.
Yeah.
If it was a white woman in that the media won't see this.
They would even say
I hear what you're saying about me, but what I'm saying is I don't know many white women more powerful than Rihanna, bro.
It don't matter.
You know why? Because you probably don't know them.
We're talking about people that are playing on that field. That's what I'm saying.
It didn't have to be a famous white woman or a powerful woman.
It just had to be a white woman.
You see, as the case even happened there, many people saw that picture. Some people sympathize with her. Some people thought, it's mad, but she must have done something.
Yeah,
what did she say? If it was a white girl, no chance. She couldn't have done anything to deserve that.
A black man beat her up like that?
The whole night would have changed.
I was on Chris Brown still.
Huh?
I was on Chris
Don't
Brown
say that out loud, nasty. You know, see that picture of Rihanna's face?
No, I said I was vexed at Chris Brown when I saw that picture.
Clearly not, because you went to the show, didn't you? And you were singing.
Can't even
put a clip of Jim singing this song at the concert. Because you was allegedly on him. How can you be on him at the concert? No. Put money in his pocket.
Because I was in love with Rihanna, but Rihanna took him back. Rihanna took him back, so I took him back.
Pause.
Oh.
You saying Hail of the Week? Who wants to start then?
I'll start still. I've been a bit quiet, man. Brighton Football Club.
Get a grip, man.
I said get a grip. Yeah. Bro, Brighton Football Club.
That's funny. Can we put the result?
Yeah, put the result. And what player do you think was the man of the match on that one?
Oh. Who was the left back? Brighton's left back.
I can't remember, man, but all of them anyway, man.
It doesn't matter anyways.
My hurdle of the week, man.
That's fine. My hurdle of the week.
You have a bet with somebody, right?
No, I don't.
With Wale, right?
I actually don't.
Oh, really? About the title?
I think so.
All right, that's peak.
Just get the facts. Cause
my hurdle of the week is a Man United player anyway.
Who?
Who?
No, I'm waiting for you to...
wow, you need to come back to me, can't I? All right,
do you want to go back? Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I got two. Again, my hurdle of the week is the upload, yeah?
Oh, you've been Jesus. Loving this show, innit? Ah.
Bro, I just watched season one finale. Yeah,
it's killing me, man.
Listen, I'm ready to come and spoil this show. Have you watched it?
No, what's it called? It wasn't on Netflix.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Upload. It's on Amazon Prime. Yeah, please.
You seen it? Sick,
see,
yeah,
bro. See, bro.
What's it called? Sorry,
upload.
The upload.
Upload.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
If fam, this program here has me hooked, bro. Every night I'm watching it, fam. Yeah. Sweet. And you know the ones where like you watch a show and then you miss a bit. I'm going back. Yeah, I'm going back. Yeah. Fam.
Why do you miss a bit?
I'm sleeping.
Oh, knacking.
Bro, come on, I'm sleeping, bro.
It's a knacking.
Bro, I've been trying to watch 3 episodes in a row, bro. It's hard, bro. Sleeping on a chair, bro. But you know, I have to rewind. But yeah, that's final week. And Anthony. from Man United. But he's a great player.
You're killing me, man.
Yo, he's shit, man.
100 million, you know. Crazy.
Was it your money?
Fair enough. Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
I can't think of a highlight of the week, you know.
My highlight of the week is Rob Holden, actually. Yeah. He started all this. So, yeah, he's my guy. The Arsenal fans have been happy all season, and Rob Holden said, hold on 1 minute, you know. So, yeah.
Still been a good season, mate. It's still
been, it's been a fantastic season. Whatever. For you guys.
You see what I mean?
Happy for
I'm
you.
Proud, I'm actually proud of you guys, man. You got going well still.
Very cool. Oh, highlight of the week.
I can't think of anything, man.
That's it. I said nothing good in
I have to say friends and family, man.
Come on.
Am I included in the family?
Are you a friend? Are you family?
I kind of thought I was family still.
I'll be you to answer that question for yourself. Why would I tell you?
For me, man.
You should know if you're a friend or if I'm like, are you my enemy? My love.
Yeah, I have two.
Ah, my love.
Okay, maybe we're three. I have three. Magic number. Then we'll call it a day. First one is anointing her, because that's what I need. I need anointing her. I need it so much right now, and I need to be anointed and covered with the oil, because, you know, the devil's working hard, but my God works harder.
Come on.
You know, covered by the anointing oil, nothing can prosper against you. And
amen.
Like I said, I'm on my knees, pause, I need it. So yeah, the anointing oil, number one. Secondly, yeah, friends and family, actually, yeah. Yeah, and especially the friends that are like family. You know, sometimes you get friends that like family more than your actual family, you know. It's crazy, you know, this life of living. So yeah, shout out to friends and family about them, you know, it's a lot of things will be, you know, collapsed. So yeah. My last but not least, Kiss the Prince. Kiss the Prince, friend of
my love bear. My love bear.
Released 2 lovely songs. It's on the Spotify. Go and type
it. Kiss the Prince, friend of the show.
Yeah, go and type it on Spotify, Apple Music and that. Yeah, my love bear. Yeah. I always remember that. Up is a what? A party. Yeah. So yeah, man. Yeah, that's me.
Come on.
Really.
Quickly before we go, like, share, subscribe. But 27th, you've got Hoyle Party, yeah?
It's going to be a deadly day.
I don't know how many tickets are left, man.
It's going to be a deadly day.
You got one, it's peak, so.
Grab yours ASAP.
Just go in there and grab the thing, man. I can't sell it anymore than I sold it. Do you get me? Like, if you're not there, then you're just going to see the litness.
Me on the day.
Yeah, my phone's off, bro. On the day, my phone's off.
Apparently, if you come, like, we've got, like, the tickets are numbered. And if you have, like, the first, like, is it 200 or so? If you come, you get your favorite hoilboy to apply oil on you. Yeah, like, sunscreen oil, because it's going to be oil. It's going to be hot. Mm-hmm. You know? So if you come, you know, if you want HD to apply oil on you.
Amazing.
You want the dogs.
You guys give me.
You're amazed today. If you do it.
They're going to put the oil on you. You come. You just show your ticket. And your number, you get it. You get hoil all over you.
Get it. You don't get it, then forget about it.
You don't get it, then forget about it. Yeah, I mean, so yeah, you should get the hoil ticket.
Yes. Out, man. Hoil, 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 h